You're listening to WARE Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And we have Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashakuit avantutun hayu barzankine, yev urvor harinik eglisvin, hon harinik avokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, November the 17th. A great day for an Armenian bazaar. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Turayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have three deaths to report. Elizabeth Betty Jane Babarian, 86, of Providence, passed away on Thursday, November 7th, at home with her family by her side. She had a successful and fulfilling professional career as a noted soprano. She lived in Providence for many years and performed with many ensembles and was also an active and committed member of the Chopin Club. Excuse me. In 1963, she married John Babarian, a well-known tenor who has shared her musical life with joint appearances at the New York City Opera and elsewhere. Mr. Babarian owned and operated the historic Columbus Theater in Providence since 1962. Mrs. Babarian took great pride in her twin sons, Carl and John. She also leaves behind two sisters-in-law, Lillian Klanian and Stephanie Babarian, as well as her brother-in-law, Hoppet Babarian, and many loving nieces and nephews. She was recently interviewed in her large historic home in Providence, brimming over with musical mementos, photographs, and drawings. Born at Fort Meade, Maryland, she was daughter of the late Colonel Carl and Rebecca Schuering. She described herself amusingly as an army brat, recalling a childhood as a travelogue. Her father was in the military, so the family moved regularly, even spending a two-year period in Panama. She remembered her father lovingly as having been a great influence in her life, being a fine singer as well as professional military man. A graduate of West Point, he retired as a full colonel, after which he enrolled in the Harvard Business School. Betty Jane began singing as a youngster, along with studies in piano and violin. Her strong interest in singing developed when she entered St. Margaret's School in Waterbury, Connecticut, at the age of 14. While there, she was invited to perform with the Waterbury Symphony. Upon graduation, she won a scholarship to the Juilliard School, where she spent 5 years and then furthered her studies in New York City. She spoke fondly of her teachers, colloquially known as Miss Mac, recounting tales of running into Placido Domingo, Eileen Farrell, Roberta Peters, and other famous singers at the Ansonia Hotel, where she had her music studio. She was a teacher who exercised a great influence on her development of career in voice. She has a noted career in the opera, as well as here in our Providence community. Her services will be private, and our condolences are to her family. Michael Bedrosian, 103 of Newman Avenue, Rumford, passed away on Saturday, November 9th. Born in Providence, he was a devoted son of Zakhar and Varta Bedrosian, dear brother of the late Peter Bedrosian, Jacob Bedrosian, and Yeranik Bedrosian. Mike was a salesman of home products and improvements for 41 years, retiring in 1986. He was a World War II U.S. Army veteran and an active member of the YMCA since 1945 in Providence and later in Rumford. Mike was a loving uncle of five generations of nieces and nephews. Relatives and friends are invited to attend his funeral service Tuesday, November 19th at St. Sahagin St. Mesrop Church at 11:30. The wake will be at, calling hours will be at Nardillo Funeral Homes, 1278 Park Avenue, Cranston, on Monday night, tomorrow night, November 18th, from 4 o'clock till 8 in the evening. Burial will be at North Burial Ground. Again, the wake is tomorrow night, November 18th. The funeral will be Tuesday, November 19th, beginning at 11:30 at St. Sagan, St. Mesrop Church, Providence. Our condolences to the Bedrosian family. Robin Kathleen Papazian passed away peacefully on Tuesday, November 12th, surrounded by her family at home in Hope Valley. Born in Cranston to the late June and Dominic D'Amico Sr., Robin was raised in Coventry and spent most of her youth there before moving with her family to West Greenwich after high school. Robin embraced a variety of jobs in her early years, including delivering newspapers, working as a bakery clerk and a gas station clerk, and a stint at Calibri Lighters. Her education at Johnson & Wales led her to a role as a billing clerk at Smith's General Trucking in West Greenwich. Since 1981, Robin and her cherished friends upheld the beloved tradition of Girls' Dinner, a yearly Christmas gathering that celebrated friendship and fine food across Rhode Island and occasionally special trips to New York City. It was on New Year's Eve in 1979 that Robin met her future husband, David Rick Papazian of North Providence, on a blind date. They married in 1982, enjoyed a honeymoon in St. Martin, and began the life together in Johnston. Their home served as a launching pad for many spirited adventures and vacations. In 1986, Robin gave birth to her first son, Stephen, followed by Gregory in 1989. Bringing immeasurable joy to her life as a devoted mother, she delighted in nurturing her sons, planning memorable trips, and throwing celebrations in their honor. Her love of gardening led to her creating a vibrant yard filled with diverse flowers and trees. Robin is survived by her beloved husband, Rick, her son, Stephen, and Gregory, Her brothers Ernie and Bernie and Dominic and sister Dale, all of Rhode Island, and her twin brother Robert of Massachusetts. Visiting hours will be Monday, tomorrow, from 4 to 7 at the Robbins Funeral Home in Centerdale, North Providence. Prayer service will take place at the funeral home on Tuesday, 10:30 in the morning. Our condolences to the Papazian family. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the next song without crying. Here goes. So apropos that it was this week during our veterans' remembrances, Sergeant Hagop Jack Zarifian, United States Army Sergeant 19, killed in action during World War II on April 6, 1945 in Germany, enlisted as missing in action, has been recovered and identified. He was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, a son of the late Albert and Sophie Zarifian. He was the oldest brother of Marion Chapkunian and her husband Simon of North Providence, Louise Gorigian and her husband Martin, and the late George Zarifian and his wife Joan Zarifian. Also leaves behind several nieces and nephews who cherish stories about Uncle Jack as a kind, warm, and loving person. Prior to enlisting in the United States Army, Sergeant Zarifian grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He was an altar boy at the Armenian Church of the Holy Ascension, where he was affectionately named Saint Hagop. Sergeant Zarifian graduated Harding High School in 1943, where he played football and played the bugle in the school band. He went on to work at General Electric in Bridgeport as a draftsman. Well liked by his co-workers, he was a gifted and sterling ID bracelet engraved with his name and Army serial number when he learned he enlisted to serve his country. The ID bracelet was with him, his remains when recovered. Sergeant Zarifian enlisted in the United States Army on January 10, 1944, and was assigned to Company G, 2nd Battalion, 253rd Infantry Regiment, 63rd Infantry Division. Within a year's time, he achieved the rank of sergeant. On April 6, 1945, his unit was engaged in fierce fighting near the town of Buchhof in Stein, Germany, where he was struck by a rocket. His body was unable to be recovered due to intense fighting against German forces that were holding the town. Sergeant Zarifian's remains were not accounted for during or after the war, and he was not reported as being captured by German forces. Sergeant Zarifian was listed as MIA, missing in action, and later killed in action. Sergeant Zarifian's body was recovered and buried with dignity by local German residents. With his rifle and uniform, his grave was never found until recently when construction crews in Germany found an American soldier while digging at a construction site. They alerted police, who in turn identified the United States military. Through DNA testing of family members and his personal possessions, the family received confirmation that the remains were Sergeant Jack Zarifian. Relatives and friends are invited to attend a visitation at Saturday, November 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Ponarelli Marino Home, 971 Branch Avenue, Providence, followed by a service at 11 a.m. Burial with full military honors will be at North Burial Ground, Providence. Our condolences to the Zarifian and the Chapkunyan families. And with our Dottie Litzes this week. November 17, 2018. Today is the sixth Dottie Litz of Harry Lefyan. November 17, 1992. Today is the 32nd Dottie Litz of Norman Kalfayan. November 17, 1994. Today is the 30th Dottie Litz of Pepro Masurlian. November 17, 1996. Today is the 28th Dottie Litz of Samuel Koshkarian. November 17, 2006. Today is the 18th Dottie Litz of Samuel Nigerian. November 18, 1995. Monday is the 29th Dottie Litz of Nick Nigagos Makarian. November 19, 2022. Tuesday is the second anniversary of Gary Naka. November 19, 2017, Tuesday is the 7th Dottie Litz of Judge Jacob Hagopian. November 19, 1996, Tuesday is the 28th Dottie Litz of John Immersion. November 19, 2002, Tuesday is the 22nd Dottie Litz of Oski Vartanian Cascone. November 19, 2009, Tuesday is the 15th Dottie Litz of Marianne Koshkarian. November 20, 2021, Wednesday is the 3rd Dottie Litz of Aslig Star Nigerian. November 20th, 1976, Wednesday is the 48th Dalits of Michael Torikian. November 20th, 1997, Wednesday is the 27th Dalits of Parsha Antonian. November 20th, 2006, Wednesday is the 18th Dalits of Harry Azarian Sr. November 21st, 1997, Thursday is the 27th Dalits of Annie Georgesian. November 21st, 2007, Thursday is the 17th Dalits of James Bogosian. November 21st, 2017, Thursday is the 7th Dalits of Hurach Harry Savajan. November 22nd, 2020, Friday is the 4th Dottie Litz of Jesse Marukian. November 22nd, 2021, Friday is the 3rd Dottie Litz of Sonia Arslanian. November 23rd, 1985, Friday is the 39th Dottie Litz of Giragos Demanuelian. November 22nd, 1997, Friday is the 27th Dottie Litz of Archie Chachig Meridian. November 22nd, 1998, Friday is the 26th Dottie Litz of Susan Vardabedian. November 23rd, 1993, Saturday is the 31st Dottie Litz of Grace Bunny Mikhaelian. November 23rd, 1998, Saturday is the 26th Dottie Litz of Antia Mansour. November 23rd, 2007, Saturday is the 17th Dottie Litz of George Blackie Bajakian. November 23rd, 2003, Saturday marks the 21st Dottie Litz of Vaughan Avedisian. Iverin Yerusachem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin this morning, especially for the remembrance of Sergeant Hagop Jack Zarifian. Thank you for your service. Let's go with a song by Rozi Arman, Yerevan. Did I mention it's a great day for bazaar? That's right, it's bazaar time here in Rhode Island. Providence has three bazaars, and we've got one down. We're in the middle of our second one, and you don't want to miss out on St. Sag and St. Mesop Church's annual food fair and bazaar going on today, beginning at noontime, goes till 5 o'clock this evening. Delicious Armenian food and pastries, losh and lamb kebabs, chicken, khema, kufte, lemejun, hummus, falafel, bureg, yalanchi, choreg. Oh, and the desserts. Did I mention the desserts? Everybody's been going wild over the cream chadayif. It looked fantastic. They have pachlava, kata, churabia, and so much more. Come for lunch, dinner, and takeout. Raffles and prizes, kids' activities. The Armenian vendor is there. Go get your Gabit Bondroch bracelets. You always need a big supply of those for the year. The Armenian vendor's in that back hall. They have Seema Parnagian has her soaps there as well, which make, by the way, great gifts for Christmas. Or if you're going somewhere for Thanksgiving, they make a nice little gift to bring to the host. Just saying. There's so much going on at the bazaar. You don't want to miss out on any of our church bazaars. They're always great. We have a great time, and like as always, it's just absolutely fun food. Oh, and I have to say, they have Armenian wine. You definitely want to get the wine, even though it's in a plastic cup. I'm not a fan of plastic cups, but, and I didn't have any, but they said the wine was absolutely great. So try the wine, have a wonderful lunch, dinner, etc. at St. Sides, St. Misrib Church Bazaar going on today, 12 to 5. Alrighty. And I think that's it. Yeah. Then we have the Holiday Bazaar with the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston. Saturday, November 23rd, next Saturday. This is a one-day-only bazaar, and it goes from 12 in the afternoon till 7 o'clock at night. And again, our bazaars are one of our major fundraisers for our churches, so please make every effort to attend. Bring your Odad friends. The food's just fantastic. You cannot get a better meal in Rhode Island. So enjoy the wonderful social activity of the bazaars. We have a great time. Meals served all day long at 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston, next Saturday, November 23rd, 12 to 7. They also will be serving chadayif, bureg, and then they just go all out. They have stuffed mussels, and of course, yalanchi, of course, choreg, burma, pahlava, all the regular staples. Then the dinner entrees are half-roasted chicken, losh kebab, kofta, and khayma. And again, this is next Saturday, November 23rd, Armenian Evangelical Church's Holiday Bazaar, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. All right, so we already had Rosie Armen. My songs this morning, let's go with Manuel.
Silva in Chukatsir. Silva. In Zinair, lasei in Zihokis, lasei zaina sardis, Silva, Silva, in Chugereta side bes, Silva, vera tarzir, Nair, sakuga gula, mer poker dan a match, kes gagan se an vech, mama, mama. Gaspase kers gula, chesi shere tu anziare, merci ro costumere, yerb gesho garareva, merci ro danvereva, yerb nahan sod marti, yernet tu da in mezi, u menk mi standar per, iraru ser gerkeink, armig, milarza kuk, maman, Kashudo, da kerge kez da kuk, da rod narnelo, poror yerkelo, oror takugoror. In mezi u meik mi standar per iraru ser gerkeink armig milar zakuk maman gukashudo da karge kez da kuk dar oda narnelo gorore yerkelo oror zakuk goror.
November Dance with the Boston AYF. Tickets are $75 per person. If you're under 12 and an AYF member, it's $55. At the door is $85. Cocktail hours begins at 7 o'clock. The dance goes 8 till 1 a.m. at the ACEC Hall, 47 Nichols Avenue, Watertown. Music with the legendary band Yedakoin. November 30th. November 30th, Saturday night. We'll see you in the greater Boston area at the ACEC Hall, Watertown, with Yedakoin. Alrighty, with that, there's a theme to my song. See if you can guess what it is.
Gone to
This brings back memories. When I was a kid growing up, my dad had one of those jewelry job shops, as so many of our parents did. He would play this song. So he would do something to aggravate my cousins and I, and for whatever reason, and as to apologize, but really it would just aggravate us more. He'd play this on full blast, and there was a couple of them. Depending on who he aggravated, it was Maral Maral, or it was Ani Ani, or it was Sonia, and he would play it full blast just to annoy us, I think. I don't know. It was his way of being funny. But this just brings so many memories. So Maral Khacha Durian Veltri, this one's for you. Say, over the years, there were many, many Armenians that worked at Four Star Creations of Oniville, and this next song, you heard it a lot. So, oh, where do I have it? I don't even have it. Oh, here we go. This one's for Ani Khatadurian Kamperon. This one's by Puzant. Lots of activities going on in our community. Next function going up for the Women's Guild of St. Sog St. Messer of Church will be Advent Women's Luncheon. You need reservations. This will follow Badarak immediately. During the season of Advent, Let us take time to prepare for God's greatest gift to us, Jesus. Sunday, December 1st, you must RSVP. Reservations only, Friday, November 24th. It's an Advent Women's Luncheon. Friday, November 24th, you must give them a notification if you will be in attendance. Remember, that's by Friday, November 24th. That's not a Friday. That's a whatever. It isn't whatever. It says Friday, November 24th, but I don't think Friday's the 24th. Whatever. Sunday's the 24th. Anyhow, call Zita, Leona, and Steph. You can complain to one of them. Zita, 401-935-1997. Or call Leona, 401-862-6322. Actually, you'll see all three of these ladies at the bazaar today. Let them know if you'll be in attendance. This Advent Women's Luncheon is on Sunday, December 1st. It's a luncheon with the Women's Guild at St. Saga and St. Messrop Church. He's coming back. Second annual community Christmas party at the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston. Admission is free. This event takes place December 4th, 5 o'clock. Get into your Christmas season. Snacks, munchies, singing, crafts, and Santa Claus. Please RSVP by November 27th because Santa will be giving gifts and we need to make sure he brings enough for everyone. AECChristmas@gmail.com. AECChristmas@gmail.com. And again, this is a Christmas party, second annual at the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston, beginning at 5 o'clock on December 4th. Wear your Christmas PJs. It's encouraged. I'm guessing they're going to be watching that movie, but you know which movie. It's a great time with the Christmas party at the ACEC. At the AEC in Cranston. Alrighty, and again, that one, again, you need to RSVP, and it's Armenian Evangelical Church. Alrighty, and now we have I don't know if I'm missing anything. I'll add them in later. Cookie Stroll, December 10th, with the Women's Guild. They are busy. December 10th, Cookie Stroll, beginning at 6:30. Admission is $10. And food demonstration will be holiday and special occasion art. The perfect time to serve Chadaif. Oh my God, you're going to show them how to make chadaif? Wow. Okay. It's one of the labor-intensive desserts, but it's oh so good. As you can tell, if you go to the bazaar today, it's the number one. You just stand there and listen, chadaif, chadaif, chadaif. It's like one after another. Everyone wants a chadaif because it is so good and it's labor-intensive, but it's very much worth it. So you're going to learn how to make chadaif. Stephanie Masoyan will demonstrate how to make both the cream and the nut variety of this popular dessert. After the demonstration, stroll along to select your own cookie assortment from trays of home-baked cookies. Cookies are $10 per pound. At the end of the evening, enjoy dessert, tea, and coffee. Reservations are not required but are suggested. Call Stephanie, 401-862-2363. 862-2363. Please bring a jar of your favorite jelly and jam to be donated to Mary House Food Pantry. Oh, that's a nice idea. You go, Women's Guild. Bring a jar of jelly or jam to be donated to the Mary House Food Pantry. And again, this cookie stroll is December 10th at 6:30 with the ladies of the church. Alrighty. Have you guessed my theme of the morning show with my music? This one's Addis. Running out of time, so we got to do some ads. The Cultural Committee of St. Saigon St. Mesop Church presents Oh Holy Night Christmas Concert. Armenian Chorale of Rhode Island, soloist, the Junior Choir. All happening Friday, December 13th, 7 o'clock. Sanctuary of St. Saigon St. Mesop Church. Special performance by Tatev Baroyan, soloist at the Metropolitan New York City Opera. Friday, December 13th, 7 o'clock. Sanctuary, St. Saigon St. Mesop Church, 70 Jefferson Street. Refreshments following the concert. Oh Holy Night Christmas Concert, December 13th, Friday night, 7 o'clock. Alrighty, this is Seruj Krajan and his band. He'll be performing in Boston December 15th. And you can go to itsmyseat.com, Seruj, S-E-R-O-U-J. He is a phenomenal pianist. And again, tickets go to itsmyseat.com. It's going to be in Boston, and it's Seruj Krajan. So Google that, and it's going to be one amazing concert. Alrighty, and with that, you have you picked up my theme? This one's with the Vosby Gang.
Sasno gele baragdu, aini 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 ezudu. Sasno gele baragdu, aini 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 aini. Aynina yezudun yarig munim ovanush aynina 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 yezudun yarig munim ovanush aynina 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 yezudun Yeres gar miraç gerdu aynı 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 yezudun yeres gar miraç gerdu aynı 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 yezudun arabudin duktir voç aynı 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 yezudun arabudun duktir voç aynı 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 aynı
Alrighty, we're going to do some birthday greetings. November 18th, Ani Khajanyan, happy birthday. November 22nd, Manu Kapralian. And November 23rd, Vaskin Haritunian. And then we have one anniversary celebrating number 21 on the 22nd, Leslie and Michael Varin. Happy wedding anniversary.
Ariel Nigirguzo, Zaini
I only know one Nina, Nina Kaloyan. This one's for you, Nina. Her brother and niece were working the food line last night at the bazaar. You know, everyone helps out at these bazaars. It's a wonderful way to see people and have a great meal. So hopefully you'll be in attendance today at the church bazaar. Everyone is welcome, Armenians, non-Armenians. I saw a few mayors there last night, a few celebrities. Go visit. I'm telling you, go visit the church bazaar, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Plenty of free parking. We'll see you at the bazaar beginning at noontime today. Up next is my song for Manu Kaprelian, who's celebrating his 39th birthday. I don't know how many times this has been. It's been a lot. This one's for you, Manu. This is his mom's favorite song. And hey, that's what we do here. This is called Gumri. It's the Betty Dolbash song. And it's especially for Manu Gana's birthday, November 22nd. already. I can't believe my brother didn't understand my theme. So we started off, I think, with Maral Maral, Ani Ani. We heard Sonia. We heard Nina Nina. We're going now to Siranush. Ding Ding Dong.
Sirunavşeğim sırdisi sunnes dün sunnes dün Sirunavşeğim sırdisi sunnes dün sunnes dün Meçgit perak boyit ahkik imnes dün imnes dün Meçgit perak boyit ahkik imnes dün imnes dün Siranuş Siranuş Yeraz kimi buldunuz Askandari hamperesi şadanuş şadanuş Askandari hamperesi şadanuş şadanuş Bu yitilam yergın zire durunzi durunzi
Bazaar will be open 12 o'clock noontime. Get in line for a fabulous meal. We'll see you at 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, Rhode Island. It's Bazaar time with St. Saga and St. Mesop Church. And then don't forget, next Saturday, it's the Armenian Evangelical Church's Bazaar, 180 Oaklawn Avenue. Right now, it's time to close up shop. As my father always would say, Urachatsur. Gurahanas, Merjamanagalratsav Shagal, Tun Sarin Hamar, Sidasu Chun Min Chevara Chigagiragiaravot. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Trainer, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to my big brother, webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can reach me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island 02901. Right now, you're listening to us live on WARA 1320, Attleboro. Happy Sunday.